Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your eye.
Hello, my friend. It's good to be with you again. This is Dan Riley, and I'm sharing a little time with you as I sit with a candle lit and the scriptures near me and a cloudy sky. It's Western New York. I just came from being with friends in California and before that New Mexico, and I saw what the real desert looks like. In California, I felt what the thirst for water is a little bit. I wouldn't want to imply I've lived there long, nor that I am that desert experience. A good earth waiting for just what we need to grow. But I would suggest that that's very much our Lenten journey. So let's walk with each other for a little while here today. Let's take a little time with one another. It's striking to me again today, because of concerns, that when something arises, we want to move quickly toward it and accomplish it. And that's sort of the Western mind intentionally being used here, thoughtful practice, moves to activity, moves to accomplishment. But you, my friend, you and I right now are entering, again, our Lenten journey. And I'm wondering a little bit about myself and you. Are we still in the desert of Lent, or have we made our way nearer to the garden, the oasis, the well, to life-giving waters? I'd like to suggest that, and maybe you've found this in your own life, because that's exactly where we find it, that life-giving waters are with us all along. The desert is the desert, the garden, and God is forever present. But those feel like words or sound like words or could be an idea or concept until we take our time and sort of amble into Lent or amble into this day or amble into this moment and rest a while. I just did a couple of tweets this morning, Twitters that reflect on this a bit too. I woke this morning challenged with some issues, concerns about life, and realized that part of it was the movement towards hope that I was being called to, a movement towards springtime, and which can feel illusionary and foolish, and we could take more time with that than I have before. It's wonderful to know we're called to be foolish. Sometimes foolishness is measured by our own wisdom or that of others, again, around success, accomplishment, getting to our goal, and thus Lent's trajectory into accomplishing something. And so the fear I could have struck in you when I said, have you gotten to the garden yet? Or are you still in the desert? And then not to ease up on you or me, but to recognize the fact that God's promise is to be with us always. The ancient journey of God was with people through deserts and up over mountains and down around parched sea areas. I mean, this is the God who, in the best sense of the words, will not give up on us. It's an embarrassing God. In fact, if we catch it, we catch our foolishness from this God, because then we begin to amble, wait, open to places and conversations and encounters that are a bit different from the mind-driven world, the concept conceived, cast, caught, convicted way of looking. And we often go through a time of darkness or blindness to find our way to the garden, to feel this sense. I mean, it's wonderful in gospel that is offered us for the third Sunday of Lent. And take your time with it. It takes ambling. It's a long one if you want to go with it. John's Gospel, 4th chapter, 5 through 42. And we just listen to Jesus who's thirsty and a woman who arrives. And his friends, his disciples have gone off to town to buy some food. And there they are, bumping into each other, she for water and he for water. And both of them for encounter, because they're willing to enter a real conversation. And Jesus is saying very simply to her, if you knew the gift of God right now, we would say, who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would ask him and he would give you living waters. Well, she's wonderfully curious, and I wonder if we might let ourselves have curiosity be part of our spiritual journey, especially if we feel stuck or stopped or not yet moving as we would want, from desert to living waters, from place of desperation or a lack of light to a place that's full of light and happiness, because right now is full of light and happiness. It just doesn't feel that way. And then we think of it as not being that way. That's where we get stuck. The living waters are here. The springs of living waters that are welling up to eternal life, Jesus tells us. So you might say, well, I'm not a Christian, or I'm not convicted in the value of scriptures, and that's okay. But to walk with you a little bit further, because I am, and they mean so much to me, there's an outpouring love in the example of Jesus. It's very powerful. And as we enter into a conversation here today, you and I, thanks for listening in, and we're in a place, whatever it is, of Lent, I'm inviting us to perceive it as a well. Until we know we've ambled here, walked here to receive drink. And it's not just laziness that would have us say, I'd love to have a drink that'll last forever. And Jesus in this passage is saying, the water I give you, the life I pour out for you will last forever. And it takes some ambling. We don't get there fast, and we don't get on from this insight into life and its accomplishments quickly. We need to amble, rest, walk, sit beside, sit in. This is where the cross is. Walk through the one gate, the narrow gate, the cross, the Lenten cross of the outpouring love of Jesus Christ. In the same gospel, Jesus tells us that his meat, his responsibility, the reason why he's here, is to do the will of the one who sent him, to bring it to completion, to be the fullness of that outpouring waters, as Bonaventure and others would say, to be fountain fullness for us in a very dry and hungry life, day, world. And here we are, ready, receive it. If we begin to see with the eye of our heart a little bit more, open our hearts, feel our desperation, risk your hunger, be embarrassed. I really want this. And linger here. Linger a little longer as you've ambled into the garden of light and hope, to the fountain of love and light, of living waters here, and the quiet that hopefully I'm letting us both be in, enter into, to receive the cup, to take the cup. This is part of the cup that Jesus says, you will, to his friends, take up the cup. And it bears within it its own sufferings, sometimes division from a world that is confused in our own concept of where things are and trying to get things done with other people. It takes us to a deeper, deeper drink, right down to the bottom of the hope that rises up as living waters, everlasting life. Some of our waters in our homes aren't that tasty, and sometimes they're tainted with chlorine, which is there to help us, I suppose, and they're brackish because of other places. But right now, my friends, as we complete this meditation and hopefully move into our own quiet awesomeness in desert or garden, not even needing to name those places, but with Jesus who walks with us, who came to the same well with this woman, we might well long for this and very well find this well in our quiet now. Often I wonder where you are and if you're able to now not just hear these words, but to open up and be quiet and gentle yourself. And we have so many demands. You might say, well, I can't right now. Well, then think about when later today you might sit or walk somewhere and sense the one who is those living waters for us, who opens our hearts beyond our desperate pantings, longings, to to the hope that not only is there a drink here for us to receive that will last forever, but that as we take up that cup of salvation with Jesus, we are part of that love which lasts for others forever. We now, mother, father, brother, sister, friend, become more able and willing to be the outpouring love and kindness we long to be each day. Peace now, restfulness, openness to God on your journey, and let us continue to pray for each other. Let us delight in the God who is life and light and living waters for us and for all the world, every parched place and person who longs for living waters.
All the people laughed and danced and sang their joyful praises. Hallelujah.